An Arctic cold front continues to push its way to the southeast, opening the door to a shot of frigid air that will be with us tonight into the day tomorrow. As the front came by, we had a round of snow showers and some heavier snow squalls that produced near wet-out conditions and a slippery covering of snow. Now that the front has passed, the threat for any heavy snow has come to an end, though there might still be a lingering snow shower or two over the next couple of hours. And then we'll see a clearing trend come in from the north. We've already had some nice clearing across the north country, and that clearing line will continue to work from north to south tonight as the core of the cold settles into New York and western New England. And temperatures have already been dropping this afternoon. After reaching a high of 34 at Albany this morning, it was down to 24 at 2 o'clock, and that downward trend will continue right into tonight, with temperatures in the capital region settling down close to zero, reaching into the single digits and teens below zero across the north and into the single digits south. The wind will make it feel quite a bit colder. There are wind chill advisories up for much of the north country, where wind chills will drop into the range of 10 to 30 below zero tonight. The capital region wind chills will be in the single digits below zero to around 10 below zero, and wind chills will likely be near or a bit below zero in areas south of Albany. Tomorrow will be bright, at least at times, but cold. We'll have temperatures only in the single digits and teens. Sun will mix with clouds from time to time. And then on Sunday, a storm system will come at us from the south. It's likely to bring rain to eastern New England and potentially a rain and snow mix to our area. And as the storm whips by on Monday, we'll have some lingering snow showers and a gusty breeze out of the west as some cooler air returns. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, mostly clear, breezy, and cold, low in the single digits and teens below zero. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny and cold, high in the single digits and teens. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly clear, breezy, and cold, low in the single digits and teens below zero. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny and cold, high in the single digits and teens. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly clear, breezy, and cold, low in the single digits. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny and cold, high in the teens to around 20. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight mostly clear, breezy, and cold, low 0 to 5 below 0, tomorrow partly to mostly sunny and cold, high in the teens. Region-wide on Sunday, increasing clouds with the chance of an afternoon wintry mix, highs in the 30s, and on Monday, mostly cloudy with a chance of snow showers early, then some afternoon sunshine, breezy, with highs in the lower to mid-30s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.